It was a privilege to watch the film with you. Such a beautiful, beautiful film. And the first little song that we'd like to do is a little lullaby. We dedicate this lullaby to all of the beautiful species that you saw. We're so fortunate in the world to have the birds and the bees, the animals that we don't always treat very well. And we give our love to them. Today, Hervé and I were walking down the street, and Hervé found a tiny little bird dying, and he picked up the bird in his hand so the bird would feel love before it died. And so the bird is much in our hearts as all the animals. So a little song for the bird. O chariot of insect, O crown of wind, two royal leopards run with him. On a golden lead of tapered vine, O the blood sky, O the blood sky. Wine of a god, coupling wild, O golden seed, who made the winged child.
Breathe a little hymn.
little song, my guitarist Lenny Kay and I wrote. We were on the Costa Concordia before it sank with Jean-Luc Godard. And I wanted to write a little song to show our love for him. And that's how that little song was written. This little song is called Grateful, and I'd like to dedicate it to Hervé and Ronnie and all of the staff at Cartier. I'm so grateful for the support they gave me, gave my work. They inspired me so and believed in me, and I always love to come back and sit in their beautiful wild garden. Ours is just another skin, simply slips away. You can rise above it, it was shed easily. It all will come out fine, I've learned it line by line. In a bottle held up to the sun, sails ain't going nowhere, you can count everyone until it crashes onto the earth, simply slips away. You can hide in the open or just disappear, it all will come out fine, I've learned it line by line. One coming wire, one silver thread, all that you desire rolls on. With abrupt tenderness, die, little sparrow, and awake, singing. It all will come out fine, I've learned it line by line. One coming wire, one ahead. Ooh, 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 ooh. salute all of our artists, all of the artists that are part of the Cartier celebration. The beautiful aspect of art is, of course, to animate your creative impulse. The difficult part is all the work, all the sacrifice, all the starving in some years. And it's so beautiful to have such a supportive organization. So this song speaks of some of the strife. And I just wanted to mention that today is Marcel Proust's birthday. So happy birthday, Marcel. It's Marcel Proust's birthday. I can't remember anything. Time is passing slow. What do I know? Swan in love.
for a life divine, a language of wisdom, always so divine. In tears bind the pilgrim sack, stitched into the blanket back. So grow up, you stupid loaf. All that you fear, this joy will conquer all despair.
The forest belongs to the Omama. This is why it has a very long breath of life. This is why it keeps breathing, and this is what keeps up its breathing. On the contrary, humans' breath of life is very short. We humans do not live long. We usually die quite fast. If it is not destroyed, the forest never dies. It is not like human bodies. It does not rot and disappear. It always becomes new again. The plants that feed us grow because of the forest breathing. So when we are sick to the point of being in a ghost state, we sometimes borrow the forest's breath of life, so it supports and cures us. That is what the shamans do. The forest breathes, but the white people do not notice. They do not think that it is alive. Yet one only has to look at its trees with their leaves always shining. If it did not breathe, they would dry. This breath of life comes from the center of the earth we walk on, which is on the back of the old sky. It spreads all over its surface and even in its rivers and streams. We call the image of the earth Maxitari. Wherever its damp coolness flows, the forest is beautiful, the rains abundant, and the wind vigorous. The spirits are happy to live and live within it, because they were created together. And everything remained like this until now, because our ancestors always knew the words I am giving here. But the white people who clear the forest probably think that its beauty came for no reason. It isn't true. They only ravage it without worrying because they cannot see it with the shaman's eyes. They cannot see it with the child's eyes. In the place that they occupy, all that will remain is dust that has lost its breath. But as long as we, the Indian people, we, the shamans, live here, this will not happen, because the forest belongs to the Amama. Cross. stars. We try to pluck them up one by one. Sometimes we fail. We reach for a note. We reach for an image. Reach for a word. Sometimes we fail. What of it? What of it if not to try? Not to try, better to crawl and remain stuck. We reach for life. Sometimes we fail. Hand drops and I closes a last breath. And what can we give it? Love. I was dreaming, in my dreaming, of an aspect bright and fair. In my sleeping, it was broken, but my dream, it lingered near. In the form of shining valleys, where the pure air rarefied, and my senses newly opened, and I awakened to the cry that the people have the power to redeem the work of fools. Upon the meek the graces shower. It's decreed the people rule, and vengeful aspects became suspect and bending low as if to hear. And the armies ceased advancing because the people had their ear. And the shepherds and the soldiers lay beneath the stars, exchanging visions, laying arms to waste in the dust. But the people have the power. The people have the power. And where there were deserts, I saw fountains, and like cream, the waters rise, and we strolled there together, with none to laugh or criticize. And the leopard and the lamb lay together, truly bound. I was hoping, in my hoping, to recall what I had found. I was dreaming. God knows a purer view. And a pure cough. And as I surrender to my sleeping, I commit my dream to you that the people have the power to redeem the work of fools. Upon the meek the graces shower. It's decreed the people rule. And I believe everything we dream can come to pass through our union. We can turn the world around. We can turn the earth's revolution. Because the people have the power. The people have the power. People have the power.
Thank you.
watching the birds. The birds migrating in the sky, flocks of birds. Patrick told me that he, when he was young, wrote a song about wishing he could go with the birds, migrate with them, just fly away with them and be free. So Patrick will sing you his song, Patrick Wolf.
Train from the city to the south. I saw spirits crawl across the river mouth in skewed ascension with no destination. Like this lone bachelor and me, this constant yearning for great love and learning, for the wind to carry me free. So when the birds fly south, reach up and hold their tails, pull up and out of here, rattle the autumn gales, delve to the burning cliffs, oh, to the unrelenting roar. Marry the untold blisses and anchor this lost soul. From my window, I saw two birds lost at sea, and I caught our reflection in that silent tragedy. But with hope prevailing, I draw a galleon sailing in full sail, and we're billowing free. Blowing free. So when the birds fly south, reach up and hold their tails, pull up and out of here, bridle the autumn gales with me, darling, and give you my hand. The fingers unfold to heaven forever hold, to marry the untold blisses and anchor my lost soul. So when the birds fly south, anchor my lost soul.
Thank you.
She is a benediction. She is addicted to thee. She is the root connection. She is connecting with thee. Here I go and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly. Could it be he's taken over me? I'm dancing barefoot, heading for a spin. Such strange music draws me in, makes me come on like some heroin. She is sublimation. She is the essence of thee. She is concentrating on thee, concentrating on she. Here I go and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly. Could it be he's taken over me? I'm dancing barefoot, heading by spin. Such strange music draws me in, makes me come on like some heroin. She is recreation. She intoxicated by thee. She is elevating. She is elevating for thee. Here I go and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly till I lose my sense of gravity. I'm dancing barefoot, heading far a spin. Some strange music draws me in, makes me come on like some heroin. God, I fell for you. Oh God, I fell for you. Oh God, I fell for you. Oh God, I fell for you. Great filmmaker Tarkovsky had a
I think it was his earliest film, or a very early film, called The Childhood of Ivan. Ivan's childhood. In the beginning of Ivan's childhood is such a, the beauty of the beginning of the film is much reminiscent of the film we have seen. A young boy is moving through nature. He sees a butterfly. He has his hands in a branch. Such beautiful light. And his mother is at the well to draw water. And it is the war. And he hears a shot. And his mother was shot and killed at the well. But Ivan didn't think of his mother dead. He went through the rest of the war hearing his mother call to him. Eternal son runs to the mother. She smooths his brow and bids him drink from her well of hammered mist. Come along, sweet lad. Fog rises from the ground. The falling soot is just the dust of a shimmering gem. The black moon shines on a lake, white as a hand in the dark. She lifts the lamp to see his face, the silver ladle of his throat, the boy, the beast, and the butterfly. The sea is a morgue. The sea is a morgue. The needle and the gun. These things float in blood that has no name. The telegraph poles or crosses on the line. Rusted pins, not enough saviors to hang. She blesses the road, the noose of vine, and waits beneath the triangle formed by Mercury, the evening star, and the fifth planet with its blistering soar, and the soaring eagle above and to the west, the boy, the beast, and the butterfly. She walks across a bridge of magpies. She walks across a bridge of magpies. Her hollow tongue fills the brightness with water. In the wink of an eye, one planet with a glittering womb, one crow, one diamond head, big as a world. Big as a world, big as a world. Don't forget how I played with you. Don't forget how I played with you. She cries and kisses away. I kissed away your tears. Don't forget how I played for you. Don't forget. Cries and kisses away his tears. The white mouth of the sun smiles on his beautiful tongue as the seed of flight. Go to sleep, my boy. Go to sleep, my dear one. Sleep, but not forever, because I will wake you in paradise. Alas, 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 what is this cry? What is it? There, there, alas, what? A swan, a swan. It lies in a pool of blood, sweet and sticky, like a child's sugared toy. Alas, the swan, alas, the wound that will never heal. Who will redeem us but a holy fool? A holy fool marked with compassion. Alas, the swan. Boy, holy fool, Parzival, you could murder here in the holy forest where tranquil peace surrounded you. Did you not notice the woodland beauty tamely coming near and instantly, innocently greet you as a friend? Did you not notice its beauty? What did the birds sing to you from the branches? What harm did that faithful swan do you? Seeking its mate, he flew up, and he circled around the lake, and glorious, gloriously to hallow the bath. What did he do? What did he do to not impress you? Did he tempt you? What did he do? Why did you do such a wild, childish thing? Why? You shot with your bow. He was pleasing to us. He was beautiful. The swan. Here, look, here. You struck him. You struck the swan. Why? The blood still forms, the wings drooping. Why, his snowy plumage stained dark, and his eyes glazed. He was beautiful, he was white, his feathers shone in the moonlight, his feathers shone in the world of light. The brightness shone, it shone on its feathers. I thought they were fighting, but they were making love, they were making love. I thought they were fighting, but they were making love. Why? Why? Parzival, the holy fool, young, innocent, comes into the clearing. He kills the swan, the sacred bird. As sacred as a chalice or a spear, or a spear. He knows not what he has done, but he will redeem himself. He will go out into the world. Parzival will go out into the world and feel every type of suffering until he returns the spear of the Lord, and the wound that would not heal will close. Forever.
Thank you.
One small life. Dying of the cancers of our world. You touch it softly, and you feel one small life, one tiny bird to fly into the wilderness of the sky. One old cat, young again, to slink across the Abyssinian plain. I would not create planets. I would not create a new world. One life, one tiny gesture, one small bird. Life. Thank you.